Good morning. That big nor'easter off the coast continues to slide away, and the grip that it's had on the weather across a large part of interior New York and New England is loosening. On the extreme western fringe of the storm, the clouds are already breaking up in northernmost New York and out into the Mohawk Valley and toward the Finger Lakes region, and we'll have partly sunny skies this morning into the afternoon, while the rest of the region will have mostly cloudy skies, although some breaks of sun can be expected as we get deeper into the morning and especially this afternoon. It'll remain blustery and chilly behind the storm, though with little, if any, precipitation, perhaps some leftover snow showers in central and eastern New England, and temperatures will climb into the lower 40s for highs on average. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and it will be seasonably cold, with most everyone dropping back into the 20s. The deep trough of low pressure that's been responsible for all of the coastal storms over the last few weeks will remain in place toward the end of the week and into the weekend. As a result, temperatures will be a bit cooler than average, and with energy diving in around this trough tomorrow afternoon, we run the risk of a few passing rain or snow showers with highs in the lower 40s. It'll stay dry on Saturday and Sunday for the weekend, but again on the cooler side of average by at least a few degrees, with highs again in the lower 40s both days. A ridge of high pressure will start to build in the middle of the country over the weekend and head in our direction early next week. The result will be abundant sunshine on Monday and a nice response, still a touch on the cooler side, with highs reaching into the middle 40s. But as that ridge builds in, it'll get even warmer with mostly sunny skies, 50 on Tuesday and into the lower 50s with increasing clouds and a chance of late day showers on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy snow continues to blanket parts of coastal New England as that nor'easter travels away toward the Canadian Maritimes. The snow will taper off as the low pulls farther away from the region and confined to mostly Maine and finally coming to an end by late tonight. Meanwhile, long-duration rain over much of southern and central California will likely lead to aerial flooding, possibly resulting in mudslides and debris flows near recent burn scars. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a high risk for excessive rainfall through early tomorrow morning in these areas. In addition, heavy snow is expected for the Sierra Nevada, where snowfall accumulations of 2 to 4 feet are expected, with localized amounts of up to 5 feet possible into the weekend. Precipitation will finally taper off along the Sierra Nevada mountains in Southern California by tomorrow. Farther to the north, coastal rain and heavy mountain snow is forecast for the Pacific Northwest, spreading into the Great Basin and Intermountain West. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 14 degrees with a northeast wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 17, 63% relative humidity, a north wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.81 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire, Presque Isle, Maine, and Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, breezy, mid-40s, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers near 40, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 31, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 36.0 inches of snow for the month, which is 27.4 inches above normal, and 74.9 inches of snow for the season, which is still 19.4 inches above normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 694, and 5,236 for the season, which is 378 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 28. The record high, 81, set in 2012. And the record low, 2 above 0 in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:10 p.m. 12 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few passing rain or snow showers from time to time, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, both days in the lower 40s. In the mid-40s with full sunshine on Monday. Mostly sunny, even milder Tuesday near 50. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers later in the day, Wednesday, with highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.